The Public News Service NOAA Newscast, December the 23rd, 2022. I'm Mike Clifford. Pennsylvania advocacy groups will gather on the state capitol steps for a Fix Harrisburg rally on January the 3rd. That is the first day of the General Assembly and its new session.
A recent report by the group Fair District PA found 93% of the bills introduced during the last session has yet to be scheduled for a final vote. Carol Cunningham with Fair District PA says on average only 7% of bills introduced in each session make it to a final vote.
House Resolution 1 or Senate Resolution 1, those will be the rules that control what happens for the next 2 years. So we're saying don't vote on those rules if they're bad rules. Demand better rules. Ask for temporary rules and make changes if you need to.
For Public News Service, I'm Danielle Smith.
And the Environmental Protection Agency is awarding over $10 million in grant funding to aid conservation efforts in Long Island Sound.
The 2022 grants from the Long Island Sound Futures Fund will reach over 300,000 people through environmental education programs. Mark Tedesco with the EPA says the fund is multi-purpose with numerous goals to accomplish. Some include reducing pollution, restoring and protecting wetlands, and making communities more sustainable and resilient.
There's a big project with Eastern Connecticut Conservation District to work on farm management to reduce nitrogen pollution. So here's a great example of the projects can range from farm to forest to wetlands.
Tedesco says this project will help handle manure waste and prevent nitrogen runoff from entering local waterways and Long Island Sound. Another project will tackle stormwater and green infrastructure in downtown Naugatuck to prevent flooding. According to the EPA, water quality improvement projects will prevent 5.3 million gallons of polluted stormwater from flowing into Long Island Sound. I'm Edwin J. Vieira.
Projects will remove 8,000 pounds of marine debris from shorelines and enhance over 200 acres of crucial habitats for fish and for wildlife. The Associated Press reports thousands of flights were canceled and homeless shelters were overflowing Thursday amid one of the most treacherous holiday travel seasons the U.S. has seen in decades, with temperatures plummeting 50 degrees Fahrenheit in some areas. And some forecasters warning of what you may now know as a bomb cyclone that could make conditions even worse before Christmas. The AP reports the frigid air is moving through the central U.S. to the east, with wind chill advisories affecting about 135 million people in the coming days. Places like Des Moines, Iowa, will feel like minus 37 degrees, which makes it possible to suffer frostbite in less than 5 minutes. This is Public News Service. In response to massive pandemic-related layoffs, proposed legislation in the Congress will create a Restaurant Workers' Bill of Rights for people in the food and beverage service industry.
Illinois Representatives Jesus Garcia and Marie Newman, both Democrats, co-sponsored House Resolution 1528, which would require restaurant owners to provide a living wage and better working conditions for all employees. Seiko Sebi with the Restaurant Opportunities Center United, which crafted the resolution, says it would mean employers must create safe and non-abusive working conditions, provide paid time off, and offer affordable health care.
Through 20 years of our engagement with restaurant workers, we have heard loud and clear that the challenges, injustices, and discrimination have many forms. This is why we came together to propose a comprehensive and systemic remedy in the form of the Restaurant Worker Bill of Rights.
Mark Richardson reporting.
Now to New Mexico, where voters back in November overwhelmingly approved a ballot question to spend more money on early education and public schools. Now Congress is poised to make that a reality.
The omnibus federal spending bill is set for a vote before week's end. It sanctions a constitutional amendment to tap more than $200 million a year for early childhood programs and K-12 schools from the land-grant permanent fund. New Mexico Senator Martin Heinrich praised work by New Mexicans over the last decade to change the trajectory for a whole generation of students.
And it means that young people in the pre-K ages are going to be able to have access to early childhood education in a way that really encourages and ensures that they can show up to kindergarten ready to learn.
New Mexico has one of the largest sovereign wealth funds in the world, primarily because of oil and gas revenues. I'm Roz Brown.
Finally, Mark Moran tells us with the holidays here, the pace is picked up at ethnic grocery stores.
For many immigrants, the first place they feel welcome and accepted isn't necessarily where they live, but the place they buy the ingredients for their first home-cooked meal. Reunite with people from their culture and revisit their grandmother's cooking or their favorite childhood street food. Journalist Michelle Chen, who has studied these markets across the United States, says they are far more than just a place for food and ingredients.
Beyond the actual inventory and the specific retail offerings, often these stores are a gathering place for people. They have a particular cultural role in the community just because they've been there for so long and they sort of help anchor the community.
This story produced with original reporting from Michelle Chen at Yes Magazine. This is Mike Clifford, and thank you for wrapping up your week with Public News Service. Remember, listener-supported and a great radio station is your favorite. Podcast platform and find our trust indicators at publicnewsservice.org.